What do you suppose piddling little families with only 5 or 6 children do with themselves?
They're instant priorities. You know you have to protect them and provide for them.
You've given me a massive headache. Teach
your children well. It doesn't take a village to raise a child. It takes an army. And know they
love you. The hospital made us take it home.
We'll look back on moments like these as the happiest in our lives.
It Takes a Parent with Betsy Hart is brought to you by the Huntington Learning Center of Lake Villa and True North Mortgage Corporation of Arlington Heights. You can meet Betsy's sponsors at betsysblog.com.
Well, before they experience puberty, children today are deeply immersed in the dirty laundry of celebrities. Their eating disorders, bouts with drinking and drugs, and run-ins with the law and one another. The gritty details are all around them on the web, on cable, at the top of the network news, and splashed across the covers of magazines. And that is according to grade school girls' grown-up gossip, a recent article in the New York Times. And we're going to be talking more about that. You are listening to It Takes a Parent with Betsy Hart on WYLL AM 1160. You know, other shows talk about what's going on in the world. On It Takes a Parent, we do something a little different. We talk about what's going on in your world, your home and ours, your family and mine. More on grade school girls and their gossip rags in a moment. I'm here with producer and friend Lynn Carlson. We have 9 kids under the age of 14 between us. We like to say that we drive the population control folks nuts, and that's a fine thing. And we also like to point to say that this is a show for families whose ultimate goal for their kids is heaven, not Harvard. So thanks for joining us on It Takes a Parent. In a little while, we are going to be talking to our favorite mom friend here on the show, Ann Morton. Ann's our favorite mom because Ann has 4 young boys. They're terrific. She's terrific. And frankly, she makes Lynn and me look like a couple of pushover parents. Here's what the 3 of us are going to be talking about. It's summer. That means more neighborhood kids over at our homes. How do we handle behavior problems from the other kids? And maybe worse, how do we handle it when our kids are the behavior problems at someone else's home? You know, when I was growing up, nobody thought anything about correcting somebody else's child. Now, watch out. It may be the ultimate neighborhood minefield. So stay with us for that. But in the meantime, back to girls and their gossip rags. Lynn, do they read People magazine? Do you ever let that into your house?
No. I mean, I'm sure they probably pick it up at their friend's house or at the, you know, maybe a doctor's office or something. But I don't understand this obsession we have with celebrities.
Now, I have to confess that I will occasionally pick up a People magazine. My kids do occasionally come across that in my house. But I don't think it's to this level of what the New York Times is talking about, where these kids are just obsessing with all this information coming in with them about these people that I frankly don't, again, I not only don't understand the obsession, but I actually object to it. Listen to this. According to the Pew Research Center, and this is according to the New York Times article, the death of Anna Nicole Smith on February 8th constituted 9% of news coverage the week she died. 9%, Lynn. That same week, 8% was devoted to the 2008 campaign, and there was even less devoted, I'm sure, to the Iraq War.
Yeah, or how much on what's happening in Darfur. Yeah, nothing.
Yeah.
Because it's all, we're just consumed with this person we don't know. Yeah. She has no impact on our life. And yet we're just obsessed with all the details. Why is that?
Well, I will say this is really one of the things the New York Times article talks about, which is really interesting, is that some very young girls are willing to make value judgments. Like they're willing to say about Paris Hilton, what has she ever done? And that was, I don't know if you, Lenny, heard when Paris Hilton talked about she was thinking about retiring. And of course, the question is, from what? And apparently some of these young girls get it, but supposedly by the time they're about 12 or 13, according to the piece, they're beginning to not only think more about some of the celebrity news, but they're beginning to think, okay, wait a minute, I can grow up and be a drunk or, you know, be a homewrecker to a family or whatever it might be. And there's really no real cost to that. I'll still be considered glamorous and I'll still be on the front pages of magazines. Doesn't really matter how many times I'm in and out of rehab. I just think we have to shape what our kids see. It's not so bad if you pick, I don't think it's so bad if you pick up the occasional People magazine. I'm sort of like reading about American Idol, for instance. I'm not going to
you know.
No, it's not going to distort your character.
Yeah. But the question is then how do we build our kids' characters? And one of the things you and I have talked about, whether it comes to pornography or whether it comes to this kind of gossip rag, you know, it used to be you might get a, when we were growing up, you might get a piece of that that floated around the neighborhood for like 2 years. Now, with the internet and with, you know, availability of these things and cable news, you can get some of this stuff in your face 24/7, and it's really distorting how our kids are seeing what matters.
I think kids can somehow behave like crack addicts with this stuff. It's like they can't get enough information about these people that are irrelevant in their life. And as you pointed out, more times than not, they are not the role models we want them to be studying. So at the very least, it's a colossal waste of their time.
Right.
At worst, I think it is normalizing because they're looking to these people as role models who we don't want them to look to as role models. And their drug addictions and multiple marriages, it begins to normalize those things for our kids.
Exactly.
And we don't want to normalize it
exactly.
for them.
And there's just so much information out there that we just have to be so careful about the kind of stuff they're getting. And I think we have to be willing to make some value judgments. I mean, you know what? If they're going to read about Britney Spears, or if they're going to read about Angelina Jolie, let them know what we think about these people and why. I mean, I got to tell you, my kids know that I think Angelina Jolie is a home wrecking tart, and the Paris Hilton offers nothing to the world in her current incarnation with her current activities. And I, more than anything, I want them to know that I don't think this kind of celebrity and so forth is what matters. What matters is character and doing the right thing and having the right heart. So, you know, go ahead and, you know, if you want to kind of see the downslide of Lindsay Lohan, who, by the way, was very cute when she was a kid, kind of use her as a morality play, I think, more than anything else, you know, maybe go ahead and do that. But let's not be afraid to share our values with our kids and say what we think of these people and why. And maybe, you know, we can talk about how there's always hope that they can do better tomorrow. You never know when God's going to get a hold of one of these people and turn them around. And wouldn't that be a great thing?
It would be a great thing. One thing that I do is I try to get some decent reading material in front of my kids. And, you know, some books show up at my house, and frankly, I don't even know how they showed up. I think they showed up through friends of theirs who are trading books that aren't the type of literature I'd like. But one of the resources I use is a product called sunlight.com. That's sonlight.com. We'll throw it on the blog. It's a homeschooling program, and they have an awesome reading list based on grade level. Mm-hmm. And I know when I order one of these books that I'm getting some decent literature in front of my kids, because I really don't want them reading about these celebrities.
Yeah. Or if they do, you want them to think rightly about it. And again, it's about guiding our kids thinking whatever they come across, because we can't always keep this stuff away from them, but we can help them to kind of think rightly about it. Now, I do have a confession to make, and that is that when I was a young child, I was in fact an avid member of the David Cassidy fan club.
No,
I really was. Oh, no, Liz. You're not taking me seriously on this. I loved him. Oh, I was very involved.
Okay, listeners, please close your ears.
No, I had the whole kit and I had the records. And my mother actually, I think for my birthday one year, bought the membership. You know, I don't know. I think clearly the fan club changed my life for the better. David Cassidy had something to offer the world. I just don't think Paris Hilton does at this moment, but there's hope. There's hope for Paris too. Well, you're listening to It Takes a Parent with Betsy Hart on AM 1160 WYLL Radio. And you know what? I'd love to meet you on June 9th. You're invited to breakfast with Betsy at the Huntington Learning Center in Lake Villa. All the details on that and more are on my blog, betsysblog.com, where you can listen to a show via podcast anytime. And let me know you'll be at the breakfast. I'll have copies of my book for you, It Takes a Parent. I'll sign them, and I would love to meet you there. Now, talk about changing lives for the better. It's not just David Cassidy, it's Ann Morton. Ann Morton is Lynn's and my favorite friend mom. And here's why. She's a mother to four great boys. She's funny and wise. And I'm really not making this up. She makes Lynn and me look like a couple of indulgent pushovers. So we love talking to Ann, and we love asking her our parenting questions. And we invited Ann on the show to talk about a problem that Lynn and I think every honest parent has experienced, the neighborhood landmine of handling someone else's child when they are misbehaving. Ann, so glad you're on the show today, my friend. Welcome to It Takes a Parent.
Well, thank you, Betsy. What a lead-in.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen.
I have tears in my eyes.
Well, you deserve it. Now, you know, Ann, you grew up, you and I think grew up similarly. Now, Lynn says she doesn't quite remember this, although she and I grew up just in adjacent towns and, of course, went to high school together. But, you know, in my neighborhood, when I grew up, I knew that Mrs. Clancy or Mrs. Cooper or Mrs. Gillen thought nothing of scolding me. And I didn't think anything of them scolding me. That was just a part of my day, was I knew some parent somewhere in the neighborhood
Absolutely.
Was going to give me a hard time. I will say that what scared me was when that parent threatened to call mine. Why? Because I knew my mother was not going to be standing on the other end of that phone ready to defend my honor, let's say. She was going to probably give me quite a spanking. I think it's very different today, Anne. What do you think?
Oh, I think it's very different, and I'm sorry that it's so different. I, like you, grew up in a neighborhood where, and I won't do it, but I could name every mom up and down my street, and that I was accountable to them, you know, in my public life, which would be considered outside my home. And really, I counted on them that they would call my parents. I knew it. There really wasn't a threat. If I was acting up, mm-hmm. it would be counted on. And I really think what that gave me, and I'm trying to give to my children, is that a sense that I was being cared for, that mm-hmm. people cared for me as a human being. And when I was acting out, they were going to train me how to act right. And, you know, it changed when I was a little kid. It was crazy things like not sharing or, mm-hmm. you know, I was a loud talker. You know, yelling. Oh, stop yelling, Anne. But, you know, one thing that leaps into my mind, it was one of the most powerful things that happened to me as a teenager, was I, as a freshman, my parents were out of town. I wasn't supposed to be home, but because Mom and Dad trusted me, the neighbor who was Uh-oh. Watching me allowed me to go home. I went to a small school. Seniors found out. I had probably 50 kids to send to my home with alcohol.
Oh.
And as a 15-year-old, I really didn't know what to do about that. And it was terrible. And now, you know, I've told my children this story. Let me tell you what I should have done. I should have called for help. I should have called an adult. But, you know, I was so worried about not looking cool, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, a lot of kids got in trouble that night, and their parents knew exactly where they were, and those parents told my parents. Well, now, my mother, God rest her soul, defended me because she came to me and said, I heard there was a party at our house. And
oops.
I was raised in a very strict home. I was terrified, and I said, absolutely, Mom, no, that's a lie, not true. And I'm not kidding you, 2 days later, I was in a grocery store, and one of the mothers approached me and said, how dare you? You are lying, and you're making your mother look bad. She's defending you. I can't respect you unless you tell the truth.
Wow. What a great story. Well, what a great gal.
And
cheers to her.
Yeah, and but you know what? She was right, because, of course, I was humiliating my mother, because here's my mother going back to this bridge club saying, not my child. And but I've used that story because now my boys are older to say, this was an example of this person. She was caring for me.
Mm-hmm.
She's saying,
mm-hmm.
you're better than that. And, you know, when we get in these situations where other people's kids are acting out, depending on the age level, I think it changes. You know, you got to tread lightly. But sometimes if we take the larger picture, like we're helping
yeah.
these kids. Often when a kid's acting out, they just haven't been trained.
Yeah. No, I think that is a great point. And sometimes we can help a little bit with that training, whether or not it's wanted. I just think there was a time when the input of other parents, in the best sense, when it takes a village,
yeah.
was more desired. And I got to tell you, Anne, we have the very similar story, only I was a sophomore when my party happened. Lynn, were you there? My sophomore?
Yes,
sophomore
I was.
Your party, you
yes,
were there.
I was.
Okay.
So
I must have had, I think mine was about 150 people. And my mother, too, heard about it in the grocery store up and down the neighborhood. They pulled into the driveway after being gone for a weekend, and there were neighbors literally lined up to talk to them about what had happened. There was no getting away with that one. Now, I would argue that you shouldn't go away and leave your 15-year-old daughter unattended for the weekend, but that won't be happening. That won't be happening in my household. We, Anne, have to take a quick break, but we're going to come back, and I want to ask you specifically, as Lynn and I were batting this around, she had something happen recently where she was really called on, and she had to step in to a neighbor's child. And it was a little bit disconcerting, and I've had that same experience, too. And we're going to talk specifically about what to do when you need to tell the neighborhood kid to knock it off. Come back with us. You're with listening to It Takes a Parent, WYLL AM 1160. Please join us with our favorite friend, Mom Ann Morton, on the other side of the break.
True North Mortgage is an equal housing lender and Illinois residential mortgage licensee.
True North Mortgage, providing direction in residential financing. From the beginning of my application inquiry through and beyond the closing, True North Mortgage was there with me, answering all my questions and concerns.
They analyzed my particular life situation and provided me with a lending choice that made the most sense for me, giving me peace of mind well after the closing.
You don't want to regret your mortgage decision. It's a long-term commitment. True North Mortgage will give you direction and will help you save time and money by shopping for the most competitive rate for your lending needs. True North has access to 250 different national lenders. And for a limited time, True North will provide WYLL listeners with free appraisals. At closing, up to $250 credit will be given to cover appraisal fees. Call Gene or Leslie at 847-621-3800. That's 847-621-3800.
It's Breakfast with Betsy. Join Betsy on Saturday, June 9th for a morning of fun and learning at the Huntington Learning Center of Lake Villa. Betsy will be there at 9 a.m. signing her book, It Takes a Parent. Plus, you'll get to hear from the Huntington Learning experts on how to help your child succeed in school. If this quarter's report card wasn't a good one and you think your child may need help, then don't wait. Attend the free breakfast to find out if your child needs tutoring. You'll learn about the top 10 signs. You'll hear what parents are saying about Huntington and what to do to help your child succeed in school. WYLL will have lots of goodies for you, too. Saturday, June 9th at 9 a.m. It's a free event and space is limited, so get on betsysblog.com and RSVP right now. That's betsysblog.com, BETSYSBLOG.com. Huntington Learning Center of Lake Villa hosts a breakfast with Betsy, Saturday, June 9th at 9 a.m. The Huntington Learning Center of Lake Villa on the southwest corner of Deep Lake Road and Grass Lake Road in the Tower Lakes Crossing Strip Mall.
When your child says,
"Why do I need to learn this?"
The truth is,
"I don't understand it."
When your child says,
"I don't like school."
The truth is,
"Everybody reads better than I do."
When your child says,
"Who cares about college?"
The truth is,
"I have bad grades."
Recognize the signs. Call Huntington Learning Center at 1-800-CAN-LEARN to help your child do better in school. The truth is, Huntington can help. Your child can learn. Call now, 1-800-CAN-LEARN.
Huntington Learning Center is now open in Lake Villa. Right now, get a $200 evaluation for your child for only $75. Find out if your child is on track or needs a little bit of help. The $75 evaluation is only valid at the Huntington Learning Center of Lake Villa. Call Karen at 847-395-6741 to make your appointment today. 847-395-6741. Huntington Learning Center of Lake Villa on the southwest corner of Deep Lake Road and Grass Lake Road in the Tower Lakes Crossing Strip Mall. 847-395-6741.
Welcome back to It Takes a Parent. I'm Betsy Hart in studio with friend and producer Lynn Carlson. You're listening to AM 1160 WYLL. And we're talking with our favorite friend, Mom Ann Morton, fabulous mother of four, about this landmine of the neighborhood in correcting each other's children. And historically, you know, Ann and I came from similar neighborhoods. I don't know what Lynn was doing. Maybe the people in her neighborhood were correcting her and she just wasn't paying attention. But, you know, you live about right in the neighborhood next to mine.
Yeah.
But in any event, we're sort of saying there used to be this village mentality, which was really great and helpful and appropriate. Okay, we've for the most part have lost that. Now we live in a neighborhood of landmines where we're terrified of correcting other people's children, making value judgments about anything, unless the person smokes, I suppose. It doesn't matter if they leave their families. Don't want to make a value judgment about that. But boy, if they show up with a cigarette, that's when we'll come down hard on them. So we don't want to make value judgments about anything, certainly not about kids.
It's not politically correct.
No. But we still have these instances where we've got kids going in and out of our homes, and sometimes these other people's kids are not behaving well. And Lynn, you were telling me about an incident you had where I thought you did the right thing.
Oh, I don't know if I did. Yeah, I'm sure I could have handled it better. It was a couple of weeks ago, Memorial Day, and we're up in Wisconsin, so, you know, things are a little different up there. You build bonfires in the middle of the day. That's just what you do. I mean, we don't do that in Chicagoland.
No, liability law doesn't allow it.
We're up in Wisconsin, so that's fine. So anyway, I was outside. Big, you know, first it starts with just my kids, and then you know how they're, you know, kids are just attracted to fire. So I sort of turn around, and there's maybe 10 kids out around this fire, but I'm out there pulling weeds and whatnot, so I'm sort of supervising. And so we begin to round up, and I'm grabbing my kids and going to head out over to my mom's house for dinner. So I tell the other kids, don't add anything more to the fire because I need this. I'm not going to leave the house with this fire still going, and I need it to, you know, to stop blazing, etc. Well, you know, I probably should have separated the kids from the fire at that time, and I didn't. And of course, what did they do? I went back into the house and, you know, started to get ready to head over to my mom's house. I look out the window, and what are they doing? Adding kindling to the fire.
It's like the towering inferno at this point.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, I opened the door and I was like, what are you kids doing? You had heard what I said. You absolutely disobeyed me, and now I need you all to go home. And, you know, I just sort of barked that at them, and then they all did go home, and I sat there for 30 minutes with water to bring this fire down. But, you know, I wonder how that got back to their parents.
Who cares?
Yeah, and this is why we called you. Linda and I talked about this. I said, let's get Ann on the show, and she can dissect what you did, because it sounds good to me.
Well, if I was one of the parents, I would have thought, good, Lynn took, you know, she took the bullet, she yelled at the kids, or she corrected them when they needed to be corrected. One less thing for me to do. Who cares, Lynn?
Yeah, you're right.
Honestly, you know, I think what's happened with parenting, what I see is that I have been in situations, you know, and it's usually with younger kids. It's, you know, when they get older, I feel like at that point I'm in a relationship with that kid anyway, if he's hanging out at my house enough and I can talk to him. But when it's a little kid sometimes, you know, like you turn around, you come in the house, there's like 15 freeze pops open all over the kitchen floor. I really don't have a problem saying something about that. And because I don't look at parenting like a competition to see whose kids are being viewed as perfect. I look at this as a struggle that we all need to cooperate together in to get these kids to where we can enjoy them all the mm-hmm. time, especially when they, I mean, and really, what are we teaching them? Let's teach them how to raise our grandkids in ways that we're going to be able to enjoy them. How many grandparents do you hear walking around going, oh, my God, my grandkids are, whoa, they get everything they want. You know, it's sad.
Right.
It's sad. So I would say, who cares? And if someone did call you about that, I would say, oh, darn, sorry that you feel that way.
Yeah, you're right, though. This is a team effort. I mean, if I'm going to have, because, again, especially in Wisconsin, if you've got kids around you all the time, you've got to be able to correct them.
Right. You are the, you know, in loco parentis, you are the responsibility there at the time. And,
right.
You know, but I've actually had instances, too, where kids are out of control in front of their own parents.
Mm-hmm.
And occasionally I'm called to step in and kind of say, no, please don't interrupt, honey. I was talking. Now, that's where I think it gets really tentative.
Well, you know,
and the landmines are really out there. But again, when I was little, Mrs. Gillen would have said, Betsy, don't interrupt. I'm talking to your mother.
Well,
right.
But, you know, your experience of that, you know, I was somewhere with my children recently, and they were all getting on a sailboat that we rented.
Mm-hmm.
And the captain of the boat, they all started to jump on. He said, excuse me. You look me in the eyes, and you shake my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it.
Excellent.
I thought, oh, wow, here's a grown man, like, saying to my boys, have some pride in yourself. I have to tell you, a lot of other parents would, oh, how dare he? Because I think those parents are wearing their children's behavior, like, on themselves and saying,
mm-hmm.
oh, look, it's a reflection on me. My kid doesn't look good. Instead of, wow, like, we're training these kids in how to really shine as people that function.
Right.
Social,
you know,
graces and want to be invited over again.
And I think that comes down to not understanding that our children are fallen little creatures just like us,
mm-hmm.
so that if they don't come out behaving perfectly and beautifully at all times, that's because I did something wrong. Instead of understanding it's the natural orientation of their heart to behave selfishly or in a self-oriented way or in a sinful way. That's the natural orientation.
That's a great point.
The question is, what do we as parents then do about it? How do we respond to it? And once you realize what their natural orientation is, you don't have to be embarrassed about it. You just have to step in and do the right thing, both for your kids and I think sometimes for the neighborhood kids, in a way that's appropriate. You don't need to start a nuclear war over it.
Uh-huh.
But for those of us, Ann, like you and Lynn and me, and so many parents out there who do really care about the neighborhood kids, who do really feel in the best sense that it takes a village, I frankly think we have to be a little bit bolder about getting out there and doing the right thing and not caring so much about what the guy down the street is going to say about it.
You
well,
know,
and
Betsy,
you need to definitely pick your battles.
Yeah,
because
yeah, that's for sure.
Families that are so diabolically opposed to the way that I always say the way I roll.
Yeah.
And I shared this with Lynn. You know, our families definitely spent a lot of time together, but my kids know that things roll there the same way they roll at my house. I also use my children as kind of weeder outers.
Yeah.
You know?
Dude.
And I've said to my kids, this: if you, you know, let your friends know, mm-hmm. like, how things go here, and if it starts to get out of hand and you can't handle it, I'll step in. But, you know, choose your friends wisely.
Yeah. No, and I think it's nice. I think parents need to help their kids, help their kids choose their friends wisely.
Lynn, but I think the point you made was so important, that the fact that kids are not inherently good. Mm-hmm. In fact, they're inherently bad in many ways, as we all are. And when parents realize that, then our self-esteem isn't wrapped up into these little kids. And so when a neighbor, you know, corrects them, they're not hurting us.
Exactly, Lynn. That's a great point. Unfortunately, we don't have time for more. I sure wish we did. And what a pleasure to have you on. See, this is why we call you our favorite friend, Mom. This is why we love having you on the show. Thank you so much. We'll have
you on
again soon. You're great to join us.
You're welcome.
We are out of time on It Takes a Parent, but I will be posting some of the key things we've talked about here on my blog, betsysblog.com. We got to have courage to really be a parent, and I hope you'll visit my blog. I hope you'll let me know that you're coming to Breakfast with Betsy at the Huntington Learning Center on June 9th. All the information is on betsysblog.com. I want to thank Ann Morton and our wonderful sponsors, the Huntington Learning Center of Lake Villa and True North Mortgage Corporation of Arlington Heights. You can find out more about them on my blog, betsysblog.com. And please join us next week when Lynn and I will be talking to Harvey Mansfield in anticipation of Father's Day. We will be learning about whatever happened to manliness. So please join us. And in the meantime, remember Paul's words to the Philippians. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. We'll see you next week on It Takes a Parent. Have a great one.